Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Jordan Richmond of the Penny High School girls out of Hamilton. This week, Penny was over at the Lawson Invitational, and they had a big win against Gallatin on Monday. And then last night, they took on the host school Lawson and came out with a 57-41 win. Coach, congratulations on reaching the tournament final. Talk a little bit about your game last night.
Well, last night it was a game. Lawson actually they're a very quality team, and it was a game I felt like our kids really came out from the beginning of the game and were able to kind of get control pretty quick. We were able to jump out to a pretty good lead to start, and then credit to Lawson, they kind of fought back a little bit and made a couple runs there throughout the first half where it was tightened our lead down a little bit, but I think we were able to close the first half on a little bit of a run, take it into half up 15, and then from there it was kind of back and forth. You know, we were able to maintain kind of that lead the rest of the way through the game, and we ended up winning by 16, I think. And our kids, I thought we did a really pretty good job of following a game plan. We kept them out of the paint for the most of the game. We really did a good job there, which Lawson's pretty big, so that was kind of our key points of our night, was trying to keep them from getting the ball inside, and I thought we did a good job of that.
You never want to fall behind early, but sometimes when you jump out to a lead like that, everything comes to you so easy early in the game, you maybe get a little complacent. So it sounds like your gals did a really nice job of, you know, just staying the course last night. Who played well for the Hornets?
It was actually a pretty good team effort there. I think scoring was split fairly even. North Ford had 23 for us. Grayson Prothero had 12. And then we had actually Brighton Swindler come off the bench for us, and she gave us 11 points. And, you know, I thought Brighton was one. She did a lot of good stuff for us off the bench. Just she's such a quick, fast kid. She caused several turnovers and was able to capitalize and score off those. And she just kind of provides a matchup problem for people on the perimeter. When she gets the ball, she's quick enough to get around you. She can shoot enough that you have to come out and guard her a little bit. So I thought she had a really good game for us.
Yeah, when they're not one-trick ponies, that really allows your players to spread the floor and leaves driving lanes. You guys had a nice quality win against Gallatin on Monday. You know, you guys are 10 or 15 miles apart, and you have to travel an hour to play them. But with a rivalry game, you never know exactly what's going to happen. Talk a little bit about the game earlier in the week against Gallatin.
And you're exactly right. That's something we kind of conveyed to our kids. You know, if you look at their record, they're definitely a young team this year. And, they're, you know, kind of starting to try to find their way a little bit, just like, you know, we were the same way a few years back as well. So, but, you know, you can't go into a game and think that the team's going to roll over, especially with a rivalry game like that. And I thought Lawson did a nice job, you know, coming out. They really fought hard, especially early on. I think it was even 12-5 at one point. And then from that point, we got on a pretty big run. And defensively, I thought we did a really nice job of coming back. We hadn't played in about 3 weeks before that game. But so we had a little bit of rest early, but then I thought we did a good job of settling in. We ended up holding them to 11 points on the night. So that was something we were very pleased defensively with how we played.
So tomorrow you guys are in the finals against the Trenton Bulldogs of the Lawson Invitational. That game has been moved back a little bit. You said about to about 6:15 because they were not able to play the consolation games tonight. Trenton, obviously, last year they were undefeated, I believe, until they ran into Stratford. So tell me a little bit about what you can expect tomorrow.
Trenton's one of those that we've played them several times over the last 3 or 4 years here. And I think we've kind of developed a little bit of a rivalry with them. Now I know that a lot of those kids that kind of we started the rivalry with a little bit are gone from Trenton. However, I think, you know, we still get the two towns and teams in the same gym. It's going to be a pretty, you know, intense game. And they're a good team. They've got a couple good perimeter kids on the outside. But they try to pound it inside to Macy Moore. She's a big post player for them, and she can go inside, outside. She's just a really tough matchup. She's one that if you can't find a way to slow her down, she's going to have a lot of points and hurt you, and you're going to have a tough time winning.
And then next week, you're really busy. You've got two conference games against East Buck and Plattsburgh, and then Sandwich in between, you get to play Maryville. So busy, busy time for the Hornets. But what, you know, how do you approach those weeks where you don't get practice much?
You know, I think it's something, especially early on in the year, we talk about, you know, the times coming in the year where you're not going to have, you know, two practices between each game. Luckily for us, we have a pretty veteran team, so they're used to it at this point in their careers. However, we really rely on our kids reading game plans, and we do get to do a lot of walkthroughs, maybe the days of games. And, you know, I think it all comes down to you got to do the little things right. I mean, there's a couple basic things, at least for us, that, you know, you can defend and stay in position, correct position on defense. Space the floor well, move the ball well, don't turn it over on offense, you're going to be successful. So, you know, I think it doesn't matter who you play, if you do those things well, you're going to be all right.